Here's another issue where activists complain that the Obama administration often speaks with two voices: human rights. President Obama has met with international human rights activists several times during his 2 years in office, and he consistently assures them he is on their side, though he may not always be able to show it. Now, the protests in Egypt have given the president an opportunity to back up his words with actions. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how the human rights community grades the White House response.
At this time last year, a group of human rights activists from around the world met President Obama at the White House. Egyptian activist Bahaeldin Hassan was part of that group, and his concerns from that meeting have not gone away.
We have a lot of excellent speeches, excellent words from this administration, but on the ground, we have seen nothing.
Hassan runs the Cairo Institute for Human Rights Studies. He's in Washington this week meeting with government officials about the situation in Egypt. For 2 years, he has called on President Obama to put the words supporting human rights into action. I asked Hassan whether he thinks the U.S. has passed or failed the test of Egypt.
Definitely he hasn't passed this test, and waiting more and more, it would be too late for U.S. to have a role to play.
That's a very serious statement, that this White House says human rights is the core of its foreign policy, and you were saying on the first test of that, he's failed.
On the ground, yes.
The White House rejects that view. This president, like his predecessors, often says the U.S. is pressuring world leaders on human rights behind closed doors. But activists can only judge what they can see. At a Bloomberg News breakfast yesterday, White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley defended President Obama's response to Egypt.
We are reaching out to all sorts of people and organizations in the broader society, beyond just the government.
At the same time, Daley said, a lot of this is in the hands of the Egyptian people.
This is out of our control. Even though we like to think at times that we can control everything in the world, and there are some people who think simplistically that, oh, we could just tell them to do this, it truly is not up to us, and it has never been.
The White House is trying to thread a needle, not just between the protesters and Mubarak, but with other Arab leaders who started to look shaky. At the White House on Monday, Kent State political scientist Joshua Stacker attended a meeting on Egypt. Last night, Stacker told All Things Considered that he believes the president could do more to support the protesters.
Twice now, President Mubarak has addressed the Egyptian people, and twice now, about an hour after President Mubarak has addressed his people, President Obama has come out and basically repeated and agreed with how President Mubarak is handling this.
Stacker believes there's a disconnect between President Obama's rhetoric and his actions.
At some point, you have to decide who you're with. And every time it's been presented this way, the United States and President Obama have signed up with President Hosni Mubarak.
Early on in his administration, President Obama tried to rebuild diplomatic relationships around the world by making a break with what his administration saw as the paternalistic rhetoric of the Bush years. Tom Malinowski of Human Rights Watch believes Mr. Obama may have gone too far.
For example, by stressing perhaps a bit too much that when it comes to democracy and human rights, the United States is not interested in imposing its values on anyone.
That rhetoric has changed. Now President Obama often talks about freedom as a universal right that everyone is entitled to. Elisa Massimino of the group Human Rights First complains that that rhetoric has not improved freedom and democracy on the ground.
And, you know, the administration has consistently said that it wants to be judged not on its rhetoric, but on results.
Egypt is now showing results, but it's not clear whether those results are despite or because of President Obama's actions. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.